Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Why is WWE acting like Roman Reigns is going to be at WrestleMania? We'll talk about it in a second. Plus, why Matt Hardy's AEW appearance had to be retaken. We'll talk on that as well. For Monday, March the 30th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The week of WrestleMania is upon us, and what a road to WrestleMania this has been. It has certainly been a road less travelled. I don't think I've ever in my lifetime known a more tumultuous journey to the biggest show of the year like this one. And you know what? Genuinely, I hope I never do again. I hope I never do again. I will never complain about a boring WrestleMania from a stadium ever again. You may have noticed from SmackDown this past Friday that despite everything that you and I know about how WrestleMania is shaping up, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg is still on the docket for this weekend. They played Roman Reigns versus Triple H from WrestleMania a few years back on the show, and they very much gave the impression that this is a match that's going ahead, plugging the match as normal, despite the fact that we know that Roman Reigns has stepped away from the WrestleMania show. This comes after it was revealed that because he's immunocompromised, he felt uncomfortable being at the performance center for the tapings. This was exacerbated, we understand, by The Miz arriving at the tapings feeling unwell. And that sort of is what put the fear up quite a few people there, especially Roman Reigns, who, as we all know, has had a documented battle against leukemia. And he's in a situation where should he contract COVID-19, it could make him incredibly ill. So Roman has turned around and went, "Nah, I want nothing to do with this. I'm away." Despite that, as I say, still advertising for Roman versus Goldberg at WrestleMania. So why is that? Well, according to Fightful, the WrestleMania go-homes for SmackDown, so the show we watched on Friday and this show coming up, were recorded before Roman Reigns made the announcement that he wasn't going to be available for WrestleMania. The Fightful say, "We've been told that that much of the crew involved found out that Roman Reigns wouldn't be participating on Wednesday, and the WWE higher-ups may have found out just slightly sooner. However, the company has already taped all the episodes of Friday Night SmackDown in the run-up to WrestleMania, when the crew became aware. So we already had SmackDown in the can and sorted before Roman Reigns turned around and said, 'Yeah, I'm not going to come to the WrestleMania tapings. I don't feel comfortable.' So potentially, there's got to be some mad rewriting for SmackDown on Friday with nowhere to re-record it, with nobody able to record in Florida now, since Florida's now officially been shut down. And by the time SmackDown gets there, we'll be literally 24 hours away from night one of WrestleMania. It is not an ideal situation. Of course, it was absolutely the right call for Roman Reigns to step away if he felt uncomfortable being at the tapings last week. Absolutely the right call to make. And WWE made absolutely the right call in going, yep, you go. We'll figure this out down the road. But it does mean that we've got two episodes of SmackDown building to Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, a match that isn't happening. So expect some kind of rewriting, some kind of retrofitting to fix WrestleMania this weekend. They are very limited with what they can do. I mean, you could potentially have somebody at WWE headquarters make the announcement that Roman Reigns won't be at WrestleMania. You could then maybe have a video call with Roman Reigns to throw down the challenge. It's whichever way you slice it, it's gonna look ropey. So they are, but they are in a tough situation. So we will see how this pans out. The worst thing they could possibly do, I believe the worst thing they could possibly do is not announce any change at all, because that feels very bait and switch. And it's not a good look in all of this for WWE to be so heavily advertising a match that they absolutely know is not happening. This harkens back to Survivor Series 1999, where Steve Austin was written off of WWF television on the night of the show, despite being heavily advertised that he would compete. The WWE knew Steve Austin wasn't going to be able to compete at Survivor Series a week or so before, but chose to not acknowledge it on any of their channels, which is very naughty. And WWE run the risk of possibly making a similar mistake here. Let's hope they do something a little bit classier than just going on the night, oh, Roman Reigns isn't here. That would be a bit cheap. So as it stands, the WrestleMania card shakes down as follows. Now, we're not going to give any spoilers. WrestleMania's been recorded, but we are not giving any spoilers of who won what. I am going to mention a couple of replacements that were revealed online in certain matches. So obviously, if you don't want to know any of that, you can absolutely skip forward about 2 minutes and then we won't be talking about it. Okay, cool. So WrestleMania shakes up as follows. King Corbin is going to be facing Elias. This is following their altercation on SmackDown. I'm surprised Elias's back isn't broken after that fall. Aleister Black and Bobby Lashley are going one-on-one because of reasons. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins one-on-one. There's a nice build to that match. That should be a fun one. We're looking to see the women's tag team titles on the line in some capacity, and it's going to be the Kabuki Warriors taking on Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. We'll see Bayley defend the SmackDown Women's Championship against Sasha Banks, Lacey Evans, Naomi, and Tamina in a fatal five-way match. The Street Profits defend the Raw Tag Team Championships. It was going to be against Angel Garza and Andrade, but as Andrade has picked up an injury, he has been replaced by Austin Theory. Big showing for Austin Theory, who very much happened to be in the right place at the right time, and now he's on WrestleMania. Rhea Ripley is facing Charlotte Flair for the NXT Women's Championship. Otis is going to go one-on-one with Dolph Ziggler. The Intercontinental title's on the line as Sami Zayn faces Daniel Bryan. The Raw Women's Championship on the line. Becky Lynch takes on Shayna Baszler. We understand there will be a ladder match featuring John Morrison and either Jimmy or Jey Uso. This was meant to be a triple threat tag team ladder match, but some of the players aren't able to make it, so this is being mixed up. That may change as well. A Boneyard match, AJ Styles versus The Undertaker. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, and John Cena in a Firefly Funhouse match. That's going to be nonsense. Edge and Randy Orton, last man standing. Braun Strowman and Goldberg for the Universal Championship. Braun Strowman looking to be the man to replace Roman Reigns in that title match. And Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. That is approximately 6 hours worth of WrestleMania that starts on Saturday. So why is WrestleMania going ahead at all? Well, Triple H was on SportsCenter last night after ESPN showed a classic WrestleMania. And Triple H was asked the question as to why it's happening at all. And Triple H said, in this time, entertainment for people is a necessity. Our fans are there for us year round. They've been doing it for years. And we have a message in the WWE. Our jobs are to put smiles on people's faces all over the globe. And we truly believe that. And in this time, maybe more than any other in my memory, people need those smiles more than anything. So, you know, we choose to carry on and try to be able to deliver those smiles. There's something nice about that. I think there is a comfort in still seeing WWE rolling on through all of this nonsense around the world. Whether that will continue after WrestleMania is yet to be seen. In fact, the lads on the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast talked about this on the weekend, and you can listen back to Matthew, Jack, and Ross, all via their isolation stations, talking about a whole number of topics, including should WWE take a break after WrestleMania. Check out their podcast, see what they thought, and share your thoughts as well at Cultaholic. One thing WWE could be doing to jazz up WrestleMania this year is add live fan streams. So, this comes from a survey sent out by the company. WWE is considering new options for the way they present show segments within this current environment. This might include seeing and hearing feedback from superstars, celebrities, sports figures, or fans during a show. The following videos are examples of how parts of these show segments might look if fans were shown on screen providing feedback. And the image that has been shared and the video that's been shared shows the wrestling in the center of the screen, and all around the side you have people on webcams watching. To me, it looks a bit clustered. I mean, NWA Power tried stuff like this recently with the Circle Squared, which I was very proud to be a part of. And the way that they did it kind of didn't break up the flow as much as probably all these talking heads around the TV screen might. Depends how they do it. Depends how it shakes up with them. We will see. If you got that survey, would like to know what you thought of it, actually. Looking to after WrestleMania, it looks like Seth Rollins could have some big changes coming. We understand that Dave Meltzer reported that Razor is currently injured from the Authors of Pain. He is one of Seth Rollins' disciples. And with Razor off the screen, according to Dave Meltzer, Akam will be off screen as well. So the Authors of Pain won't be a part of TV going forward. As for Murphy, PW Insider writes, Murphy was originally slated to appear on this Monday's Raw, but we are told he was not cleared to appear and will also not be appearing on WrestleMania 36's broadcast. So Seth Rollins' faction, his disciples, seem to have just dissipated now. And it looks as if going forward, Seth Rollins may not have a gang around him. There is talk, of course, that come the end of WrestleMania season, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are looking to take some time away from WWE. But what with everything going on in the wrestling world and in the greater world right now, I don't know how that shakes up, but we will see. Alexander Wolf from NXT was chatting to GF Der Talk, which is a German wrestling talk show based on Twitch. It talks about the debut of Sanity in WWE and why their call-up failed. Wolf says the Sanity debut was supposed to happen on Monday, on Money in the Bank, rather, two nights earlier than expected in June of 2018. But the storyline did not fit, so it was pushed back a month. But then on the show they debuted on, the match before went too long, and that is why the debut went the way it did. Or because during a live production, anything can happen. Sanity did not work because of ongoing scheduling problems, and other programs and developments came before us. Alexander Wolf was still very glowing about Vince McMahon, saying he is always reachable for pitching ideas and storylines. Stories will go through the writer's office, and if you are lucky, they will make it happen for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You may recognize my vessel, but there is a different entity, a different essence behind the wheel. I am Damascus, and Damascus is over 3,000 years old. And when it comes to creating chaos, violence, and brutality, I am practically perfect.
On to AEW now, and as seen during last week's episode of Dynamite, Matt Hardy was teleporting around the ring. This was quite an intriguing way to bring Matt Hardy into the fold. It turns out that Vanguard 1 was projecting holograms around the arena. That's how it worked, because many fans were concerned and upset as to how Matt Hardy could teleport. Wrestling. Dave Meltzer was speaking on Wrestling Observer Radio about the Jericho Hardy segment. And the story behind it is almost far more intriguing than the segment itself. Dave Meltzer says the following. They had taped the segment on Tuesday and Jericho hated it. He just absolutely hated it. So they were going to go live and retape it on Wednesday. They didn't want to do it live because you can't do it live. The nature of things at the moment, you just couldn't do that live. So they were going to do it before the show, and then they realized because Daly's Place is outdoors, it was light out. You couldn't do it. So what happened was, on the show that happened on Wednesday, everything was live except for the Kip Sabian match with Darby Allin. So the Kip Sabian Darby match was taped the day before. So what they did was, as the Kip Sabian Darby match was playing, they redid the segment and rushed it into editing. They edited the whole thing in 15 minutes and it made it onto the air with 15 minutes to spare. Isn't that incredible? What a turnaround for AEW. Can't get over that. Whoever's working in production at AEW, somebody buy them a drink. Obviously not from a bar. I don't know. Maybe Amazon Prime them a beer or a whiskey. I feel like they need it after all of that. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Monday. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Over the weekend, we ranked every single Edge WrestleMania match from worst to best. I do love a list which you can really get angry and disagree about, and this is one of them as well. And yesterday, a brand new episode of Wrestling Curiosities dropped on the Cultaholic podcast feed, diving into the world of Turkish oil wrestling. By the end of it, I promise you, there won't be a single thing that you don't know about the national sport of Turkey. You're very welcome. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.